fucking gay.
No, because Angel has to be able to see people, even though half an hour ago would have worked just fine, audio, because he can't fucking see anybody anyway.
Do you think this is Love is Blind, and we could just podcast without seeing each other, and, like, I'm supposed to just commit to you guys as a podcasting group? What is this?
No, I think you just should fucking leave it if it's working and let audio just go. Nobody fucking... It's only us. I know what you look like. I don't have to see you.
No.
And then you get up and get a drink.
Did you shave?
No.
Did you cut your hair?
No.
I don't see our special guest, Dice. Hello, Dice. How are you?
Good. If I didn't clarify also, it's Dykes.
It's okay. Dykes.
Yeah, like the lesbian.
Shut up, Dice.
Yeah, there you go.
You can call me that, too. I'll still respond. I obviously am.
Dykes.
It's fucking coronavirus.
I know, it is kind of funny that you got mad at me. Yeah, rightfully so. I had all the time to get water.
You fuck. No, I'm only upset because as I'm going, hey, we're ready, pick up your mic, he goes, I need a water. And then he gets the fuck up as if he's about to start the fuck, as if he's the tortoise in the fucking hare, and he's the tortoise, and he goes, and he kind of walks over and moseys him. Oh, should I get the water? It's like, dude, go get it now. And then he gets pouty and comes back, and it's like, no, Angel's gone, go get your fucking water. Are you drinking tap?
Yeah, whatever.
What is this? The apocalypse? I have bottled water. At least get into the inventory.
Should be saving that inventory, man.
Nah, man. If I gotta, I just want to drink it until it's gone, and then I'll resort to tap.
You see that thing I sent you about, like, if this shit like gets to Brazil, there are so many bats that the virus can like mutate if it's introduced to different bat species. And they get, like, this dude said, if it gets to Brazil, there's, like, a 20.9% chance. He did, like, some math that it could mutate. And if that does happen, like, the lockdown could last 8 weeks.
So, to get listeners caught up, this is the Upper Poor, not sports segment, because our segment is with sports has been completely fucked up. So, How About a 40 is going to be about our lives going into the two-week quarantine that we're all suspecting we're going to get. Based on sources from all of us that we know, the rumor around the nation right now is that within 48 hours, and this will be the first podcast I release right after the show, Sunday night, but no editing. But we're expecting a 48-hour, within 48 hours, there'd be a national shutdown. I mean, I'm not going to start putting out names out there, but, I mean, we've all had enough sources come to us and say, yeah, hey, my buddy said this, and who knows, maybe that's, you know, the rumor about putting Starburst up a chick's pussy in high school that everyone else had, but, I mean, who knows, man. I went out and bought...
Well, you're in high school.
I went out and bought gun ammo for the first time in my life. Specifically, went to Walmart, didn't even know what kind my like gun took, and then I had to go all the way home, figured it out, read my gun, and then came all the way back.
Yep. Came back with water because all he has is square cut.
Nah, man. I made like 3 separate trips, and every time, every store I went to had eggs, so I followed Jay, and just I got an 18 count of eggs everywhere I went. He just fucking pissed.
Easy protein, baby.
Dude. What are you trading in the apocalypse?
What am I trading?
Yeah, what are you trading? Like, what are you buying, stocking up on? What are you good at? Like, I'm gonna make people laugh. Like, just feed me, like, the shit meat you don't want anymore, and I'll fucking, like, make jokes the rest of my fucking life.
Bobby's gonna be Channing Tatum, and this is the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got me chained up.
Somebody's sex bitch just got a collar on.
I guess I got a fair amount of deer meat in the freezer. I might make some jerky.
There you go, man. You know, you better start making jerky. That shit lasts. That's the only shit that's gonna be able to last in 6 months.
Well, I mean, dude, we're not gonna have sports for like 8 weeks too.
Dude, if we go quarantine, I could care less about sports.
Well, yeah. The World Health Organization banned, like, groups of more than 50 people for, like, 8 weeks.
Damn.
So, there's not going to be sports with a crowd for at least 8 weeks.
No, and there's no draft. The draft, like, Adam Schefter was on ESPN this morning saying that if you think that after all this, the NFL is going to push their luck, he goes, they haven't even talked about it, but they're done. It ain't happening.
Dude, that one lady who said it was like slavery bringing black kids on a boat to go meet their new masters. I'm super happy right now.
Nah, no shit. Did you hear about that, Dykes?
No.
This year's draft is in Vegas, and they were going to do it where the fountain is, in the middle of the fountain, and they were going to boat each draft pick across the water to the center stage where he'll accept his jersey. And, of course, somebody found out on Twitter to say that that looks like you're shipping.
It was Eli Apple's mom, dude.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh.
You were trying to call him something so bad.
No, I just stuttered. I just stuttered. That's just being slow in progress when you're thinking. But no, anyways, so that's going to shut down. Even if they haven't said anything, man, they're shutting it down.
You could do, I guess, a virtual draft or whatever. But, I mean, like, what difference does it really make if you're trying to have a season still, whether you have the draft now or you have it 2 months from now? I mean, the athletes that know they're going, you know, first, second, third round or whatever are still going to be training on their own time. So what difference does it really make if it's a week or a month from now or 3 months from now? It really doesn't matter. I could be wrong.
You want to get a bit of learn the playbook as soon as you can.
That's true. That's true.
If it fucks up, like, the rookie training camps and the mini camps, that's what's going to affect them.
I suppose that's true. Yeah. But anyway, enough about sports, I guess. It kind of sucks in general. I think we can all agree just for, like, you guys probably more into sports than I am. But, like, in general, I don't watch that much basketball. But I think most Americans would agree March Madness is pretty exciting. Now it's pretty depressing now. That's not going on. Like, I talked to even other basketball. I talked to a kid who's at the gym today. He went to my high school, and I don't know him, but I started talking to him because I noticed he's wearing one of our T-shirts. And I asked him, you know, how'd the season go and this and that. And he said they went 23-5 this year, which is probably one of the best records Springlike Park has had for regular season. They were set to play in the section championship game, and that got canceled. I mean, there are bigger things than high school basketball, but that really sucks for that kid and his teammates. You know, they put in a lot of work. They're hoping to go to state, have a, you know, a lifetime lasting memory together. And now it's just feels like all for nothing for them. I'm sure the same can be said for a lot of college athletes too.
Yeah. That's the tough part about that, but safety overall right now, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's worth it to have the tournament. It's just, it sucks for a lot of people. It's, world's bigger than games, of course, but.
But back to the draft, I think how awesome would it be if you, like, let these kids go on their social media and just announce who they're going to be playing for?
I mean, that'd just be, like, it's, like, too much shit to follow.
Yeah, definitely, but if they'd have to post it on NFL first, you know, like, have NFL post it, and then they have, like, the original video of it. So all you really have to do is just follow the NFL on anything, and then the first pick is this, and then a video of the dude, like, yo, got my hat or whatever the fuck you want to put on, your jersey, your
then you can have the fucking thing,
whatever you want.
You get people just fucking lying. Like, ah, yeah, first overall, got the text right here. like the Titans should have done today when they gave Tannehill way too much money. Ah, we were hacked. What can I say?
Yeah, one too many ones, bro.
Dude, like, can you think of a better, like, in the NFL, who has had, like, a shorter run?
Wait, come on, Bob. What do you think, Bob? What do you think about Ryan Tannehill's contract? You know, Mariota sitting there contractless.
$100.
I'm sorry, Jay, I had to cut you off, but you know, 4 years, $119 million.
I'm over here reading about how. I'm trying to figure out how close somebody's got to be to buckshot to, or not buckshot, but birdshot to die. So. I'm not worried about it because Mariota will go somewhere.
Why'd you get birdshot?
Because that was all I could fucking find at Walmart on the shelf, and I just grabbed whatever the fuck said, hey, this will fit in your shotgun. I can't imagine. If it's good enough for Dick Cheney to shoot at people, it's good enough for me.
Where's a comedian did a bit, like a bit about that I was into where, like, he went to a wall, or Dave Chappelle did.
Dude, Louis Black did one too.
Dave Chappelle, like, went to Walmart and he's like, I got a shotgun. He's like, oh, you want to kill a man. You need this.
This bird shot?
I think it was Buckshot, because Buckshot is like a tighter, like, it'll blow a hole through somebody, but a bird, like, it spreads or something like that.
Bro, for, smaller BBs.
First off, I got a shotgun. I'm just waiting until somebody busts through my window, and then at that point, I think anything projectile-y shot at you through a gun within 5 feet will get you. I'm no gun expert, but I would at least think that would stun a man.
Okay, well, can I ask
you... People to be running into your house, it would take, like, a couple of years.
Well,
Bob went from not giving a single fuck to now he's shooting people coming in his windows in like 12 hours.
I want to go down the rabbit hole, Bobby, if you could explain how you got to this point of why you bought shotgun shells, the thought behind why you're doing this.
Bro, I literally have my gun out with my key, like, looking at it where, like, the safety or the lock is around the trigger. Just in case, like, I had to fish the key out of my wallet because I was like, where the fuck is this thing? Like, it was deep in there. It hadn't, dude, 3 years that thing has been in there, I hadn't touched it. Man, as soon as, like, okay, I'm not a guy for guns at all.
You should clean it, though. It's been sitting in there for 3 years.
And I don't even want to hear it. I don't even know if you have a gun in the house.
Come find out.
He's black.
That's a no. Oh, yeah. I know. Oh, yeah. No, he's Puerto Rican. There's a difference. He has knives. He'll pull a fucking weird switchblade from his left pocket out of nowhere, even though you patted him down and felt nothing but ass cheek.
Just start at your forehead.
But, it's not so much that I'm scared of the coronavirus. I'm scared of the fucking people, man. As soon as we started hearing that we were getting, you know, a quarantine shutdown, it's like, dude, I don't trust people. Look how people react to words that are like, you're not a boy or you're not a girl, and they fucking start burning down libraries at liberal colleges. Like, wait until they get told you're not allowed to leave your house by Donald Trump.
So is your thought process the protection of people trying to steal your goods in your house?
Or yeah, what? Man, like, in case there's just wild fucking people in the streets, like, I want to be able to go Anne Frank on it, hang out in my upstairs, and you try to come up my staircase. I have the... I at least know that my, you know, like, fuck it, man. That's my one entry into my house. Like, cool. But I don't know, man. I live near some shady shit. There's glass on the fucking sidewalk where I walk. I don't know. That seems like a bad neighborhood, doesn't it?
It does seem that way.
Right? I mean, I don't know. I also just assume I don't live by a bunch of, like, educated people. So, like, I just worry about what the uneducated will do at points like this. But I'm next to a river, which is nice. Like, I know that I'm only going to get so much from one way and then worry about the rest, you know? Plus, I'm next to a hospital, so you just never know. Like, people start parking, fucking maybe living in your yard because they can't get to the... I don't fucking know, man. I've never been through a fucking lockdown. I don't know. I'm white.
There's, like, a little shanty town in Bob's front yard pretty soon.
Yeah, man. Dude, what? Like, there's already a dude with coronavirus. Bro, I just I hope most people are fearing the coronavirus, and I'll just catch corona and, like, post about it all fucking day, and that'll keep people away.
Were you saying that there is a case already in Anoka, or what?
Dude, there's a case 3 blocks from me, fucking in Mercy Hospital. Or at least there was, dude. There was one in Anoka County, like, last week, and then there was one in Ramsey County as well, which is just, like, now then.
I don't know. Now then is in Oakland County. What's really confusing, since I live in Ramsey. Ramsey, Minnesota is actually not in Ramsey County. It's in Anoka County.
Right.
But Ramsey County, I know, has, like, St. Paul and some other cities around there. But, I mean, I'm not saying it's all that far, but, yeah.
I don't know, man. I went out and, like I said, I mean, I got some more milk and fucking some frozen pizzas and shit and was like, all right, let's...
I guess you spent about $150.
I spent a little more. Spend a little more. Thank you. Little tax refund check came through.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? I'm being responsible. Maybe if I don't, you know, the only thing was, I was like, when do I pull my money? Okay, can I ask the question? Is money even going to work in the apocalypse? Or, like, what?
ATMs. Apparently ATMs are running out of cash, which is stupid. Because if, like, the systems that make money, like, go fail, cash is meaningless, so...
Well, and that's what I was wondering, but people are dumb. Like, what if they see cash and are like, yeah, well, that still means something to me. I mean, I guess you'd just be a fucking idiot then.
If it loses its value, it's just physical entity.
I don't know, man. That's why I was like, do I pull my cash? Do I not? Like, do I not pay my electricity bill? Like, if shit goes bad and they start letting people off, like, hey, you don't have to pay your bill for another 2 weeks. I don't want to blow that money. I want to keep that money just in case. Dude, you don't know. You don't know what the federal mandate might be. Like, they're letting people off for a bunch of shit. Give me my payroll tax back and take it next year. I don't care.
Get yeah, it to me. Payroll tax would be nice.
Yeah, no shit. At least for the next 9 months, and then, I mean, you just won't get a tax return. Call it even. Everybody just goes even at fucking tax. Sorry, you don't get to buy your 3 TVs and your fucking whatever. You know? I suppose the people with, like, 9 kids will still get, like, at least a grand back. But I don't know, man. I mean, what are you guys' thoughts? Like, Jay, you said you got eggs. You're fucking ready.
Like, I legitimately, like, just bought groceries for the next 2 weeks, and I made sure they were more, like, non-perishable than other stuff. Luckily, like, we needed toilet paper last week anyway, so I got to avoid that shit. But, you know, just trying to pick up some essentials, meat, stuff so where I won't go crazy.
I just
hopefully my gym doesn't close down. That would suck.
Yes, I agree.
You start doing, dude, pull out the hard chair, do dips on it. You can, you know, put some, have Nat hop on your back and do a squat.
Dude, I'm going to have to like go full Clint Eastwood and escape from Alcatraz, just get prison ripped.
Yeah, man. Push-ups. Angel, what about you? What are you doing to prepare for the apocalypse? I mean, honestly, though, what does a quarantine mean? Like, you can't go out? Like, what I showed...
I mean, from what I understand, like, they're going to just basically, like, there's going to be a hard curfew where you just can't be out. And they're closing down, like, every, like, sound like they're closing down, like, bars and restaurants. Like, you just can't have people in there. So, like, there's no point to going out.
Right, exactly. Like, you try to take away, like, the, you know, try to take away the lust of getting out or going out. So, I showed Dicey a voicemail somebody had posted on Twitter, and kind of the same thing we'd heard. You know, the idea is that the government's going to do a shutdown, except this was a little more in detail with saying that, like, grocery stores aren't going to be readily available. Like, you're... Like, this is why, like, they're saying prepare to, like, be able to bunker down and have material because you can't, because it, like, even grocery stores and shit will shut down. And
I don't know if that's correct, because if you watch Trump's press conference, he, like, has been partnering with, like, Target and Walmart and, like, all these places to, like, make sure that they stay open. I just think it's going to be more like, you're not going to be able to, like, get everything you want. It's going to be, like, essentials.
Okay. I was going to say, like, usually in, like, a movie scenario in this case, like, if the government shut down and people needed shit, a dude with a truck and supplies would show up. Do you think the government would shut that down with, like, a population, like, quota? Like, you're not allowed to have so many people in space? Like, obviously, like, a dude with, like, a van full of, like, supplies would draw a crowd. Do you think the government will, like, not allow that stuff if it happened? I mean, obviously we're talking, like, full-on conspiracy, like, radio, but, like, I mean, what do you think?
I mean, I think you're thinking of, like, a different type of virus.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm just thinking of, like, once, like, can you, like, you've already seen the heroes about, like, school lunches and shit, and, like, everybody's preparing for that. Like, I'm saying, like, I wouldn't be surprised that, like, TP would be on a truck and he'd be like, hey, come to your neighborhood, like, whatever. And if you really need toilet paper, but really, dude, I would just hang my ass over my fucking shower, pull the nozzle head down, and just let it, you know, bidet. I have a bidet, dude. I should set that up. Like a bidet you just set up on your regular toilet.
Dude, I have one. It's the best thing ever, and I can't fucking use it because the knob to shut off the water to my toilet at home is just so corroded with, like, mineral deposits that I can't shut the water off. So I'd have to, like, shut off my main house water, and I'm terrified of doing that just in case it, like, doesn't come back on.
Yep. Angel, say something.
I really don't want to pay for it.
Hey, you fuck, you're just sitting there.
You asked me a question and then asked 30 other questions and then talked about what you were going to do.
Go fuck yourself. What are you going to do? Speak up. You're looking on your phone.
Do what?
What?
Yeah, fuck you. You asked me, what am I going to do in the quarantine? You asked me that 7 minutes ago and then went off on your whole thing. So now you ask me the same question again.
Well, Angel, are you?
No, I work in the healthcare. I have to take care of the elderly, so I'm going to be forced to go to work and help people to prevent getting coronavirus.
Yeah, Angel, so I'll be Angel's going to be the fucking...
All types of shit.
Angel's going to be the reason why we can't podcast at noon.
Yeah. Right. I can podcast over the phone, but I can pass out pills and all that to the elderly because I got to keep them alive so I can keep a job.
Oh, I actually have a question for you, Angel. Angel,
it's
going to
be slow for a little bit, but people are always dying, so...
Are you actually, like, face-to-face interaction with your clients?
No. I'm a dispatcher for the medications, so okay. We have to deliver the medications to the nursing homes and to the facilities and people's houses and stuff. So for the last 3 weeks, this has been going on, especially since last week, it's picked up since last week, all like the preventative medicine that people want at home, and they've stocked up on their medications for about, I would say, about 21 days.
Okay.
So, last week and about this week is going to be probably pretty fucking hectic. And then, after everyone has their stuff, we're going to probably see a complete slowdown on things.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure there's going to be facilities that need hand sanitizer and stuff like that. We do that as well. We create our own in-house, so...
Yeah, I gotta believe they're being pretty strict on it, because I have a family friend who's like a second grandma to me. My dad visits her like once a week, and they wouldn't even let him in the door on Thursday when he showed up. And my mom is actually a nurse at an assisted living home, and she says she still gets to go to work, but they're closing off all visitors whatsoever. Just staff are the only people that are allowed to come and go.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been multiple facilities and hospitals that are not even letting the drivers get out of their car. They're just have the nurse come out, grab it, and just say thanks, and that's it.
Yeah.
With gloves and masks, it's like...
That's what I figured what was going on. I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah. These facilities are absolutely taking, like, grade A. Like, they're just not playing no games. Like, these nurses that take the medications... They're not even close to patients, so, like, they're just running in and out. And there's actually a facility in Bloomington that just told everyone that even their family can't even visit the people.
Yeah, yeah, so that's similar to what I've heard with my family encounters.
Yep. They set up webcams and shit in libraries so you could web and see your loved ones.
Wait, where? What are they setting up?
In Bloomington. They're setting up webcams in the library.
In the library?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it?
You're talking about a library?
A library.
Hey, you missed an R there, bud.
Anyway.
So, did you put that in your smoothie? Some libraries?
In the library.
No, but anyway, so I don't know if you guys saw by Wednesday, for Minnesota at least, all public schools are going to be closed. So basically, you just have tomorrow and Tuesday to kind of have like a, I guess like a grace period for all those families with kids out there to try and figure out what they're going to do with taking care of their kids.
Well, you also have to have, I know a couple teachers, like the next 2 days are basically going to all be about like setting up like systems where they can teach from home so that they can like have e-learning, because a lot of districts, especially down here, have iPads, so it's just about like setting up that system and setting up the expectations. But there are some schools that don't have that capability. They're going to be dealing with like, okay, who has access to a computer, like how can we, like, set up a website where I can post things, like, get emails going and stuff like that, because if, especially, like, high school, if you want kids to, like, graduate and get the credits, you need them to keep working. Yeah. Otherwise, they're going to just be going to school all summer long.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would expect I'll probably be working home from home by Wednesday. I mean, I don't have any kids or anything, but I have a lot of coworkers that do have kids that are going to be in that situation. Because, I mean, I work in research and development. We're not by any means healthcare providers. So, Bobby, you had mentioned something about systems being set up for, like, healthcare provider children.
Yeah.
Like being, like, taken care of.
Like, if you're a doctor or a nurse, like, school's got to stay open for your kids.
Yeah. So, I would just expect to be working from home. It's probably what's going to happen for me anyhow. Which, not that I want any more people to get sick, but I typically don't get to work from home, so I would like that to happen. I wouldn't mind it for a few days. But what I'm seeing from Minnesota is these schools at a minimum are going to be closed effective Wednesday and then, like, all of the following week. So, like, 8 full school days or working days is what it looks like at a minimum.
Yep.
Just think if you just got off spring break Friday and have to just go to these next 2 days.
Yeah.
Kind of want those spring break.
Yeah.
Did you see that thing, Angel? It was going, like, viral on Twitter. Where, like, this guy was like, my supervisor went on an 8-week sabbatical, or, like, went on, like, an 8-week vacation. And his wife was taking him to, like, a cabin in North Carolina with no technology. It's like, dude comes back in, like, 2 weeks and doesn't even know Kobe died.
Damn.
Like, right now, can you imagine all the shit you missed, like, in just, like, the past 6 weeks? 8 weeks?
It'd be really hard not to be frantic. I don't care who you are. If that were the case, yeah.
Like, just imagine how you find out Kobe dies, though. It would just be, like, a random commercial where you see just, like, Kobe and his daughter holding hands. Because ESPN still has that, like, but right before they cut into a commercial, they have, like, Kobe and his daughter holding hands, and then they go into the commercial.
Yeah. It's crazy how much things have been, like, moving this year. Like, just, like, the first few months of 2020.
A fucking roller coaster. It's fucked up. But getting married, I mean, that's a plus. I mean,
when?
October.
Okay.
So hopefully all this shit blows away, or whatever the fuck is gonna do.
Yeah, dude, my wife's already concerned that, like, some of her jobs are gonna get canceled because of the, like, no groups of more than 50 people thing.
Yeah. We gotta straighten the curve, or whatever they're calling it.
Flatten the curve, bro.
Flatten the curve. There you go.
Plus, she's gotta take deposits.
Yeah, you do. She gets half. It's like a whole thing. She gets half, and then she gets the other half, like, 30 days before the wedding, but doesn't always work that way.
Yeah, you're chasing people.
Yeah, I mean, there's legal contracts, but it's like, well, what if they just want to, like, reschedule the wedding and stuff like that?
Right, then you're stuck to change. That's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, CDC just said on ESPN, or on ESPN, on CNN that they don't want to, they recommend organizers to cancel everything, every event with 50 people or more. For the next 8 weeks. So, they're pretty sure that's going to be nationwide here soon, so.
All events, 50 people at most? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is getting to the point where, at least on, like, Twitter and stuff, at first it was kind of like 50-50, like, this is just a bad flu, this is nothing. It is really turning out to be, like, if you're one of those people who are like, I'm not going to let it ruin my life, people are really coming at you. It turns out you are the asshole in this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as bad as, like, hoarding hand sanitizer guy, but...
Dude, how many bottles did he have? 17,000?
Yeah, 17,
I heard about that.
000.
they went on a truck. They just bought a truck and then drove through Tennessee and stopped at every single place and just bought the entire
A U-Haul, dude. A fucking U-Haul.
And then, so what he did was he was selling it on Amazon, and it lasted a day. And in the day, he made, like, a ton of money. And then the next day, Amazon shut down the rest of his product. And then, because he was price gouging as well, they completely banned him or some shit. Like, maybe they didn't completely ban him, but they can't sell that kind of shit now and jack the price up. They have to sell it for market value.
Yeah, so it's like, the dude's like, I was just fixing inefficiencies in the market. Like, some people, like, couldn't get it, so I had to, like, get it to them. Yeah.
Yeah,
as and he's like, well, my gas and, like, the U-Haul rental wasn't free.
Yeah, no.
I should be paid for my time.
That's fucked. No, and then, so what is he stuck with now? He just got all that shit in his fucking garage? Shit that don't even work?
Well, now after it went, like, viral on Twitter and everyone's like, this dude should get coronavirus and die. Yeah. Apparently now he's like, well, my plan all along was to donate it. I just couldn't find a place to donate it.
Jesus. This guy.
And he's like, I really had an opportunity to set my family up nice. I don't know why Amazon would take that away from me.
Yeah.
He did all the work, man.
He did all the work, but he's a fucking asshole, and Amazon, like...
I mean, how much was he gouging it for? Like, it's $379 in the stores, right? Like, is he, like...
Selling for, like, $80, dude.
Oh, no, that's fucked up.
Amazon's a pretty harsh workforce, so, like, they're pretty much the sweatshop of the United States, and, even they are like, man, you can't price gouge in an emergency like this. Fuck you.
That is our logo.
Bro.
Yeah, dude.
Amazon, the sweatshop of America.
Yeah. Dude, we're modern-day slavery, but this is too much.
Yeah. Well, and my thing is, like, you don't even, like, you won't let your employees smoke pot. That's why they're throwing your packages, like, halfway from your yard to your fucking doorstep and taking a picture of it. And, like, dude, those little Nest photos.
That's why it's because of the pot policy.
Dude, no, I'm just mad that, like, they won't even let drivers smoke pot, and then their drivers take it out on us by fucking throwing my package because it's the $30 AirPod replacement because I broke my first case and I'm not buying the original Apple Air case. Fuck yourself. She's gonna toss it from fucking, she's Kobe-ing it from behind the fucking arc to my fucking mailbox, and then I gotta wonder why there's
a like yeah. A little curve in it.
Right. Well, I'm just wondering why there's a fucking dent in the corner of it. Like somebody, you know, like it dropped 30 feet from where she was. And like, just it's at
imagine,
night too.
Just imagine getting she throws the package and then like a zoomed in picture of the
bag. Bro. Like, and she did it at like 7:30 at night. Like it was dark out.
Bro, it's all like pixelated and shit.
Bro. Her, she literally had to use the light on her phone to be able to take a picture and show that she delivered my package. Like, how late are you dropping packages off?
Dude, they're, like, so overwhelmed with that shit. It's so crazy. I used to, like, talk to people who worked at, like, the Shakopee one all the time. They're like, yeah, like, the money's really good, but, like, we don't really get health insurance. So I've had, like, 3 knee surgeries and I need another one. But they don't pay for it, and, like, I can't afford to be out of work again because, like, I basically, like, all my money goes to knee surgeries. It's kind of, like, fucked up. And then on top of that, now they're like, now we're going to try 5-hour delivery. Like, who's asking for quicker deliveries?
Who is the asshole that pays? Like, I don't want to pay $5.99 for 2 hour, but I'll definitely pay $2.99 for 5.
Like, okay, here's the thing, man. I don't even need anything. Literally, I've ordered nothing that I actually need in 2 days. If 2-day shipping wasn't free, like, there are a couple times where I'm like, man, maybe I'll just make it easier on an Amazon worker and I won't take the 2-day shipping. But the 2-day shipping's free and 5-day shipping is $7. So it's like, well, sorry, dude. Like, that's real money to me.
Jesus.
Like, you...
what the fuck? Jace, 2 to 8, you're straight, bro. I got you. Get this shit tomorrow. No, you want me to wait until I see you? No.
Like, bro, I ordered a basketball jersey from jerseybirdshop.com, promo code POR, to get you 5% extra off and free delivery. That shit came from China. They had the coronavirus. It's taken 2 months. I'm straight. We're good. I don't need it in 2 days. We're fine.
Right.
And you know what? I did zero complaining because that promo code got me free shipping. By the way, disclaimer, they've gotten a new shipping distribution. It shouldn't take that long anymore. We're good to go. Love our sponsors. But, yeah, I'm pretty straight on things like that. Like, we don't need it in 2 days. What are you doing?
I mean, I don't really need it in 2 days because the NBA season is suspended for now. But since LeBron went on a tear before the suspension...
Dude, Laker fans were pissed about the coronavirus shutdown because they're... on Twitter, because it's going to quote-unquote affect LeBron's chances at MVP.
Angel, I swear to God, if you get a LeBron James jersey, I'm not friends with you.
He already did. He just couldn't fit into it.
There you go. Just a little more. I'm almost there.
By the wedding, he'll get there.
You're going to wear a LeBron James jersey at the wedding?
Huh?
You're going to wear a LeBron James jersey at the wedding?
No. Definitely a Patrick Mahomes jersey at the wedding, but not a LeBron James jersey.
The man who you really want to take your virginity.
Your butt virginity?
Hopefully he gets to play this year. Hopefully it doesn't fuck up their season.
Hopefully he gets... Yeah. What if he shows up to your wedding? How balls deep are you going to be?
Oh, dude, I'm not... Oh, what up, dude?
He's not thinking
about Katie that night.
No, he'd be.
Oh, what up, dude?
He'd be putting ketchup on steaks and shit, and like, I mean, it'd get a little weird, man.
Meatballs are over there.
Yeah, just like the hors d'oeuvres over there. You know, if you're hungry, I don't know.
and later, you know, maybe I'll suck your dick. Whatever. It's like his friends.
No, he's definitely gonna just sign my jersey. Sign my wife's dress, and then just have a good time, you know?
Angel hands him a drink that's fizzing.
I need to head out, Bobby.
You gotta head out?
Yeah.
All right, man.
I'm gonna take off, guys. I gotta get home.
All
right. Later. I appreciate it, sir.
Got the jersey.
You're up the road. Thank you. Yeah, I know. Dykes gave me back my Mariota jersey. He's a fucking saint.
Thank God.
Why?
Because now I have 2, so I can fucking wear it. See ya, man. I love you.
Wait, you
have 2? Hey, Dyke. Oh. Good job, man. You don't want that Mariota jersey in your house polluting your home.
Yeah, Dice.
Dice. I thought it was Dice. I'm sorry. Like, I didn't know it was Dyke.
Yeah, man.
It's Dyke.
Yeah.
Like, legit.
Yeah,
Dyke.
Like lesbian. That's why I, like, have Kendall say, hey, Dykes. Because I want to see old ladies look back.
Dykes. Oh, like plural. Dykes.
Yeah, so like when a group of old ladies who are lesbians look back and see my kid yelling at Dykes, I'd be like, yeah. No, it's his last name. It's all love.
It's going to be great. I'm just going to walk slow behind you guys one day. Hey, Dykes!
Right. You'd be surprised how many people look just off of that alone. And it's always Dykes. It's never anything else but Dykes. I use it as much as I can.
Oh, man. I've called him Dykes this whole time. I thought it was like a gambling thing. Like, my man was a gamble.
Sorry. A gamble. Why can't you find anything on Reddit? On this lockdown.
Anything on Reddit about what?
The lockdown. I can't find anything. It's only 3 days ago that people were talking about this on Reddit. And the page went dry, and they started talking about, how somebody got on, and supposedly it was a page with insider information, and the post and the, the post and the fucking the person who made it was gone, like deleted and gone. And they're saying like this news is supposed to come out, but it's been, you know, like I said, the last post was 3 days ago and no one's added to it. But all this information that we're talking about now was coming out 3 days ago. So it's kind of like, you know, how in the fuck is that something people are talking about? Because we're hearing about it, but nothing's on Reddit. You know, usually Reddit's the one that's ahead of all the shit, isn't it?
I don't know. It could be, like, Reddit's not what Reddit used to be, though.
What is the new Reddit? If there is a new Reddit.
Honestly, if you're looking for, like, information like that, it's probably, like, 4chan.
Oh, yeah.
4chan it is.
Now we're gonna watch Bobby look at, like, cat hentai porn for like the next 20 minutes while he's trying to quote unquote figure out information about lockdown.
I don't know, dude. It's just an image based bulletin. What is this? It's like an image based bulletin board.
Yeah, it takes a while to figure out how it works.
It looks fucking weird.
It's just porn.
Dude, this is why I don't trust it.
I don't get it.
That's kind of the point, Bob. It's supposed to be kind of hard to navigate.
That would make sense for people like me who just went off the site and Googled what I wanted instead.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, like, there's, like, I love how there's, like, all the speculation about there's support, you know, doesn't rule out or, you know, leaves open the possibility. It's like, that's... I don't know. I mean, that's everything, though. Like, at this point, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're just going off by ears, what's working best and what can least affect most people.
Dude, I'm going to be fucking sitting in my store every fucking day like a fucking jamook, just selling one vitamin a day. And just my job is basically to tell people we're sold out of vitamin C. That's my job. I'm like, yeah, I'm out. Do you have any zinc? Nope. Sold out of that, too.
So okay, at least cool, some people thanks. Are being rational about it.
I guess I'll take a bang and I'll leave. And I'm going to be like, cool, I'm going to watch The Simpsons.
Disney Plus?
Yeah, dude. That's, like, legitimately, it's worth it just for The Simpsons.
Simpsons, I just paid $4 for the Lion King movie, the live action.
Yeah, dude, that's on there.
That's badass.
That's pretty good. I said that, I said that if I didn't love the first one, I would have loved this one. You can't beat the fucking first one, man.
Dude, I've not liked any of the Disney remakes. I couldn't finish Aladdin. I hated Beauty and the Beast. I didn't even think I watched The Lion King. They just don't appeal to me because I want them to just be like the exact show, like the exact movie, and they're not.
The voices. They keep
trying to like tweak it in ways.
Yeah, the voices piss me off. Like, I love when it's like a real character that was like the voice of. Although, I'll tell you, Seth Rogen as Pumbaa and Billy Eichner as Timon, that was a good casting. That fucking deserved honors. But other than that, man, I mean, Beyonce, that was a weird one. I don't feel Beyonce was good for that. Threw me off because I kept thinking Beyonce every time the fucking cat talked.
The cat.
Oh, sorry, the lion or whatever the fuck it was. James Earl Jones, thank you, Darth Vader, for coming back from Mufasa because that fucking made the movie when he talks to his dad finally. Dude,
I don't know how you would do that any other way.
Yeah, it has to be James Earl Jones. I mean, if the dude's still alive, you let that motherfucker be Mufasa. He is Mufasa. Just Mufasa is a fucking hell of a name. Maybe I'll name my kid that. We find out tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's big.
She's feeling boy.
My wife just did some birth announcement photos today.
Right on.
Yeah, so you're going to get a new football?
No, I'm not doing that again. No, No.
A tennis ball?
No.
Something.
I'm going to be in the room for this one. I'm not kicked out.
Ah, there you go. You get to watch it all unfold.
She goes, I'm taking a half day at work. And I'm going to go there, and they're going to immediately start with the ultrasound. And I was like, so can I bounce afterwards? And she was like, when the ultrasound is done? I was like, yeah. I mean, do I got to sit in the room for the rest of it? She's like, no. It's like, fucking right. Get out of there, like, go back to work and shit. Like, it's like, you know, cool, I'll have that. And then her family's going to call at, like, 6, like, so we can, you know, like, Skype or whatever. So I'll hop into my truck and Skype for a little bit, and then I'll, you know, go back to work. I don't want to, you know, kill a half a day just fucking sitting around. But it'll be cool. It'll be fun. I don't know. I mean, I'll be interested. Yeah, I remember Kendall's. That was a cool fucking time. I'm sitting there waiting for a boy, and they're like, huh? It's a girl. I'm going, oh. And then you start tearing up anyways because you think about, like, the idea now. Like, now it's a real thing. So either way you figure it out, you're like, oh, fuck. Here we fucking go, you know? But Kendall's wanting a fucking little girl. Nah.
You gotta get a boy, man.
I need a dude.
Dude.
I asked the guy
at work. Need another dog.
I asked the guy at work. I go, hey, man, we got 50-50 odds. What do you think my kid's gonna pick when boy or girl? And he goes, he looks at me and kind of stops, starts walking again. And then he, like, turns around and he goes, what's that now? I go, what do you think my kid's going to pick to be, man? Like, you know, I don't know. It's like, we're gonna put money. I'm thinking boy. And he goes, this your kid now? And I was like, no, man. I was like, no. I was like, nah. The rule in my house is you got to be 18 and you know, we'll call you by a certain name. But, you know, you ain't living the lifestyle until you lop it off or put it on. You know what I'm saying? And he fucking starts laughing. And I was like, nah, man, I'm gender reveal. Or we're going to the fucking ultrasound this on Monday. What do you think it's going to be?
He's like, oh. Well, you're not going to have a reveal either with, like, the...
Nah, man. Nah, I've been there. Guest of honor. Never mind.
But she...
Nah.
You...
Nah.
This is... you... She hasn't, though.
What's that?
What's that?
Went through the cake or the muffin or whatever the fuck.
Ah, no. We were gonna do that. No. We were gonna do that with her grandma. No. It's just gonna be a big text I send out to everybody. So we'll know about, like, new, like, by 1 o'clock we'll know.
Get some, like, colored donuts or something.
If I go into the bakery shop and ask for colored donuts, is this gonna be a fucking problem that we hear about? I don't need that. I don't need the NCAAP coming.
Angel, maybe you should go get the colored donuts.
Yeah.
No, because when you go in there, they're gonna look at you and go, "What fucking color? Just get a pink one and a blue one. Get two of them, and then, like, post it on Facebook or some cute or some shit."
Like me spiking up, like me, like, eating the blue one as the pink one's going in the garbage. Mom, it's a boy. No, we got an abortion. Oh, is that PC? I'm sorry.
Fucking A, man.
That'll be a good into the 50-minute mark for anybody who fucking makes it. See, that's when I want to go on stage, Bat, but I know for a fact, like, at an open mic, they're not going to let me get into an abortion joke with a 5-minute bit. Dude, but that's how
that movie ends at that. And then it was abortion. All right, thank you guys. See you later.
Yeah, you get off stage. Run off. I'm looking at this meme, and it says, avoid handshaking to prevent spread of coronavirus, and it just shows Michael J. Fox all, like worried looking. Because his fucking hand shakes.
Oh.
It's a good meme, man.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, is that going to be it?
I feel like we did a pretty good job for what we were given.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, hold on here. What am I seeing? We encountered hundreds of passengers presumably arriving from Europe being crowded together and forced to wait up to 6 hours to be processed for entry into the United States. Officials
Chicago were... last night. That was O'Hare.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Officials were handing out bottles of water, snacks, and also papers. I guess were health and travel questionnaires to help identify people deeper checks. What in the fuck, man? So they were just shipping people in? Dude, if you're there, you're getting corona. At least eight people. No. Oh, my God. You will be fuck that, dude. I was going to buy a flight. I was honestly going to take the risk and be like, fuck it. They're so cheap. I was even thinking about doing same day flight. I was like, people take a $50 Uber sometimes and that's in one day. I was like, man, you could easily just go on a flight, nothing to do, go get high in fucking Colorado and then just come back. I mean, you might get pulled over when you come back through because they're going to be like, what in the fuck are you smuggling? But if you just go, no, nothing on you, no person, dude, you could do... It's so cheap, you could do that for a flight. Just go early in the morning to Denver and then come back.
With coronavirus.
Yeah.
In one day, maybe.
What's it called? The center for the Pistons guarded Rudy Gobert for 24 minutes and got it. You'll be in the airplane and get it.
Dude, that shit scares me. That, like, the fact that, like, like I said, the fact that it's people who fucking, like, are going to be more I'm more worried about, like, the people who are going to panic about getting it, you know, like, I don't give a fuck if I get it, I'm not going to get sick, and I'll know to not fucking go to work if I'm coughing and fucking, you know, feeling like flu shit. Dude, if I don't feel good, I'm just not going into work. I'm sorry, but just don't go. You know, I mean, that's half of it. Like, this whole, like, American bullshit where, like, you gotta go to work because you're American. Like, no, you can take your ass to fucking home, too, and not spread it. Some guy showed up, like, a month ago. He could have had coronavirus because he was all sick and shit. And he'd fuck, anytime you walked up to him, he'd walk away, like, 6 feet and tell you, I'm contagious. And then, like, halfway through the day, dude's, like, breathing in my face, and it's like, thanks, man. I really appreciate you doing this. Like, dude was all set and ready to go. Like, something happened where he was, like, contagious as fuck and shouldn't be around him to, like, here, let me grab this right from your face and here, do you want me to dab your sweat off with my bare hand? Here, you got a little sweat drop here. Let me get that with you. And then he gets it in my mouth. Motherfucker.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding. That didn't
Austria
happen.
Just banned all gatherings of more than 5 people.
No shit.
5 people.
Okay, well, that's where Tom Hanks got it. So if it got Tom there, I mean...
Austria, not Australia.
Oh, fuck. Okay, now we're bad. Bro, when is the UN just be like, hey, guys, this is what we all have to do? Because I haven't heard shit. Like, I haven't seen one thing be like, the UN says for all nations to just quarantine down and let the world go for a week.
Because the UN doesn't do shit. The UN is like a name with nothing to back it up.
Right on. That's always nice to know when that kind of shit comes around. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.